For months now, we've been hearing about people having trouble with their tickets for the London Olympics. People complain they couldn't get the tickets they wanted or the tickets are too expensive. Plus, some have had problems actually getting the tickets in hand. But maybe they're just not doing it right, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
It's lunchtime on a very hot day in London. Hundreds of people are lined up to collect Olympics tickets they've already ordered and paid for. This is the second day Simon Burley has come here. On the first, he was turned away because the line was too long. This time, Burley emerges triumphantly with his ticket and a story of the hell he went through trying to get the agency to confirm that it was ready for collection.
It took me all 22 phone calls to get through to them today. Nobody picks up, and then it goes through to voicemail and then tells you that the voicemail's full so you can't leave a message, and then the phone hangs up on you.
Burley has a ticket to watch archery, not his first choice. You hear a lot of stories like that these days. Many have found getting their hands on tickets for the games, especially for the good stuff, hasn't been at all easy. Many, but not all. Not Carl Sams from Miami. Sams is leaning on a nearby wall, looking remarkably relaxed.
We'll go and see whatever we want to go see. My dad told me years ago, if you have money, you can go see whatever you want to go see.
Sams is what you'd call a serious sports fan. His baseball hat bears the insignia of the Miami Heat, but he says, don't get the wrong idea.
I'm a San Antonio Spurs fan because I grew up in the San Antonio, Texas area. But I root for the Heat because I live in Miami now. But I am a Dallas Cowboy fan and a San Antonio Spurs fan. I want that on the record.
Sams has come to London with his frat brother from college years, Benji Sweet from Ohio. Sams works in pharmaceutical sales. He intends to trade tickets until they get into the games they really want to see. They've come to London alone.
Do you bring your families here? Or you?
Of course not. Why would we do something stupid like that?
The two men are confident they will get to see the good stuff once the ticket market has settled down.
Well, now we're just waiting for the tickets to actually show up. Once everybody gets here and it starts to melt itself out, I mean, it's just like the Super Bowl in the States. We go to Super Bowls. We go to the NBA Finals. We went to the Masters. And, of course, they say the Masters is a tougher ticket than the Olympics. Well, we've been to three of Masters.
Sams and Sweet already have a few tickets for the Olympics back in their hotel safe.
Two of them we're definitely going to trade, and the other two will go. We do have some basketball.
And how many extra are you looking for?
It's whatever when we wake up in the morning, what we want to go do.
There is one race they'd particularly like to witness. They want to be there in person to see Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt win gold, but only if the price is right.
If I had a ticket for the 100 metres final in my top pocket right here, how much would you give me for it?
£200, right now.
I don't think that's going to be enough.
Well, then I guess we go to something else.
Is that your limit, though, £200?
I don't know what my limit is. I'm just saying, well, you said today what it is worth. Well, today I'll pay £200. Who knows that morning when we wake up?
Well, it's kind of like this. You have to have sports is a feel, and it's a spirit. And when you get a feel and you say, okay, I want to do this, let's just really do this.
This is what I want to do. Philip Reeves, NPR News, London.